This is The Masterful Cat Gets a Lego Set, written and performed by Mistborn Hero. The Masterful Cat is depressed again today, Parfik. Rated for general audiences, featuring Fukusawa Saku, Fukusawa Yukichi, Orisuka Kaoru. The chief was waiting for Saku in front of the elevator with an expectant look on his face. Fukusawa, he greeted formally as ever.
Did I forget to do something?
Saku asked, already panicking and mentally preparing to call home and let Yukichi know she would be home late, waving a temporary goodbye to his delicious food and her awaiting beer. In way of answering, Orisuka pulled out a tiny slip of paper where she recognized the now familiar Umiyu Sea logo along with the Lego logo?
I thought you would want to come along so we can pick up the set.
Oh? She said, surprised. They got a Lego set? That is so cool! Yukichi is going to be so excited! Already, Saku had forgotten her plans to get home early, instead calculating if she could make it before the store closed. What time did a Lego store close? Oh no, it was probably already too late. Saku would have to make time tomorrow, going out on her day off to get it for her cat. She had been looking forward to sleeping the entire day, but for Yukichi, she would make the sacrifice. It was fine. Really, it was. The elevator beeped to announce its arrival.
Wait. Right now?
Saku looked at the chief with hope.
We still have time?
The doors opened, and Orisuka sighed.
We do.
He led her inside. The store wasn't quite bustling with activity, but it wasn't empty either. The two of them had managed to get their respective boxes of Umiyu Sea sets, and then browse the other sets. She had never been one to get Legos as a kid, but she didn't remember them being this pretty. Somehow, she had talked herself into getting a flower bouquet set for herself, thinking it would be a nice way to brighten up the apartment without having to keep the flowers alive. The chief had looked at her selection skeptically while picking a train set for himself. He saw her off to the train, and she waved goodbye, vibrating with excitement at the thought of Yukichi's face when he saw her gift.
Yukichi, I'm home!
Saku announced, hiding the bag behind her back with a grin. Yukichi gracefully came to the door, holding the same advertising paper that the chief had shown her earlier. Saku made sure her grip on her gift was solid behind her as she carefully leaned in to read the paper.
Ah! They released a Umiyu Sea Lego set? That's so cool! I didn't know they did that, she said, faking surprise. I hope they don't sell out too quickly, she teased, and immediately regretted it at his crestfallen expression. Good thing I went just now. Look!
She moved the bag forwards, satisfied to see him perked up at the bright yellow color. Then reached in and blindly pulled out the first box, which was not the Umiyu Sea set. Yukichi was suddenly sad again.
Sorry!
Saku dropped the flower set back into the bag and reached in deeper to pull out the second box, offering it up with a grin. Yukichi pounced. The next day,
After waking up at a reasonably late hour, Sakugo and Yukichi opened their Lego sets and got to work. Yukichi was meticulous, following each and every instruction on his set, opening only the directed bag, and ordering the pieces on the table in front of him, making sure that none were missing or got somehow lost. Saku! She thought opening all the bags and going with her gut would be enough to make the flowers. She was wrong. Somehow, what she made resembled a monster out of some nightmare. Nothing was quite what it was meant to look like. She almost cried at her results, but then Yukichi decided to help her out, and soon they had a beautiful bouquet, with no base to put them in. The end.
The important context for this week is that I got matched with Kitsune Heart for ITPE, and their letter had The Masterful Cat is depressed again today, and it's not a fandom I was familiar with, but I decided to watch the anime because, hey, it's basically a recommendation, right? And it was super cute, and I was excited to check out the fic, and then I found that only 1 out of 4 was in English. I mean, 1 is in Spanish, so I could read it and understand it, and it's cute. But the English one was a crossover, which was on the list of things that Kitsune Heart didn't want as a gift. So I was left with the choice of either writing it myself or, I mean, I guess waiting for another fic to be posted or just not doing anything for the fandom. And for a while I was like, oh yes, I'm gonna write, but then no ideas came to me, and then I remembered that Kitsune Heart likes Legos, and this idea just happened. Since the decision to write this, someone has written a fic. It is shippy, and it is cute, and it is by Ali Somerset, but I already like the idea of the Lego fic, so I hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening, and thank you for listening. I didn't really research like Lego's history in Japan, so if you know anything about that, don't let me know. Just let me live in this world where, yeah.